You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking to Philadelphia Phillies with Phillies broadcaster Larry Anderson. Larry, we haven't seen an offseason or an impending spring like this in Philadelphia in quite a long time. As you look ahead to this team, I want to kind of put aside all the trade talk for right now. What intrigues you as you look at the 2015 Phillies? You look at some of the young guys, you look at competitions. As you look ahead to the 2015 Phillies, what kind of catches your eye to keep an eye on?
Really, it's just some of the young guys. I think, Cody Ashe got his first taste of big league action last year on a regular basis, third base. Of course, got Michael Franco, who came up towards the end. He started off slow in AAA, but right now he's tearing it up in the playoffs in winter ball in the Dominican. I think those are two guys really to look at. Some good young arms. Of course, it depends. Kenny Giles, who just came on last year and just was tremendous for us, who, you know, looks to be a potential closer when Papelbon's contract is up or if he gets moved. He certainly got the stuff. I mean, he was just, for me, really impressive. A guy that, you know, he wanted to go face Giancarlo Stanton. He wanted to face, you know, Mike Trout. He wanted to face those guys. He wanted the ball in those situations, and I think that's huge. But I think one of the biggest things for the Phils going forward is changing the mindset in the clubhouse. They had that great run, the 5 years in a row. And obviously, I mean, human nature, guys get old. But I think the ability to play at the same level they did 5 years ago is obviously not there anymore. And I think, they had won a championship. They kept trying to get one last year, one last big run. And, you know, when things didn't go well, I think it, when you have guys that have been there, especially veteran guys, and things aren't going well, it can turn a little sour at times in the clubhouse. And I think I don't think you point a finger at any person. I think just as a whole, collectively, it just, to me, it was not a good chemistry and not a good fit, not a good mix, whatever you want to call it in the clubhouse. And I think that's one of the big things for the Phils is, for me to watch, really, is the attitude in the clubhouse, the turnover, and especially with young players. You know, those guys, you don't have to worry about them taking a playoff. You know, they might make mistakes, but generally the energy level is going to be higher, and I think that's something we needed. And people say, well, it's going to be tough for you to broadcast the next couple of years in this rebuilding process. And for me, it's more, I think it'll be easier. I think it's fun to watch these young kids, watch them develop, and see how they go about their business, how they handle adversity, how they handle success. That's really what I'm looking forward to the most. And I think it can be fun and to watch these guys grow. You hate to see it at the major league level when, you know, coming off, as I said, this 5 year stretch of just playing just dominant baseball. But the time was, it was time for a change, and I think Ruben's doing what he can to get things turned around and start this rebuilding process and get things going in the right direction.
Do you think maybe a younger roster might show a little more of what Ryan Sandberg can do as a manager? And that's kind of what he came from. He was managing in the minors, and maybe there will be the task of winning, but maybe a fairer assignment for a young manager. And again, not that he doesn't have some gravitas and some real leadership, but it seems like maybe if it's a younger roster, maybe that's a better fit for an inexperienced manager. Do you think that's a fair way to look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his numbers speak for themselves, what he's done in the minor leagues. And again, you know, you go back to the players, you have younger players, you have players that are, I don't know, maybe more eager to learn with more energy. And he's done a great job with those guys when he was with the Cubs and also with the Phils in Lehigh Valley. So I think that last year was tough for him. I mean, he's kind of in a no-win situation where, you know, some of the players' abilities have declined, but you're still paying them, you got to play them. And I think that made it tough for him. I'd like to see him get a shot with these younger guys, see how he handles that. And obviously it's important that the old guys, you know, chime in. That I think one of the things that has hurt the Phillies the past few years or couple of years is just a lack of real leadership in the clubhouse. Somebody, you know, you got guys doing it by example on the field and a Chase Utley. But in the clubhouse, I remember I walked in the clubhouse one day last year towards the end of the season, and there was, I want to say 16 guys. It was a Saturday because there was two guys watching a football game. And I counted. There was 14 other guys, and half of them probably sitting next to another guy. Every single one of them was looking at their phone or their iPad, not talking, no communication, no. It wasn't a team concept. And I think that'll change. I think Ryan Sandberg would like to see that. I think he'd like to see these young guys talking. And he did it in spring training. He had some little games in camp and trying to get everybody together on the same page as a team. And when you get off to a slow start, it makes it tough to continue that way. But I think with the younger players, like you said, I think it would be a fair measurement of Sandberg and what he can do with younger players at this point. And, you know, I know it's a rebuilding process, but I think we'll get a better idea of how he handles the situations with the younger players.
You touched on one particular challenge that he faced last year, and that correlation or lack of correlation between contract and playing time, and that leads into another thing that's kind of been in the news here lately, as we can't really talk Phillies without talking trade rumors. And there's been a new round of, I don't even know if there's any new developments, but a new round of talk about Ryan Howard's situation and whether they look for a deal. They continue to say he's not going to get released. What do you see in the relatively near future with Ryan Howard? Do you think when camp opens, he's a Philly? Do you think when opening day comes, he's still a Philly? How do you kind of see that playing out?
For me right now, it looks like Howard's going to be with the Phillies. And, you know, you can take all the speculation, we can speculate all we want, but until something actually happens, it doesn't appear from what I've read, and that's all I can speak of is what I've read in the clips and stuff like that. But it doesn't appear that there's a ton of interest, maybe partly because of his contract. Excuse me. So I look for him to be with the Phillies to start the season and kind of see where it goes. And I will say this, I have to be honest, I was one of the guys, I think, that I just felt Howard's skills had diminished to a great extent. And I know coming off the Achilles and talking to other guys that had the Achilles injury, they said it takes a full year of playing before you really get back to normal. So for me, I'm thinking, well, maybe this will be a different year. He's healthy. He starts the season completely healthy. No concerns with that. But the other thing is, and having gone through off-field problems in the middle of the season, I've been there, coming to find out after the season all the problems that Howard went through with his family, and that is such a tough thing to get through. You know, I don't think Howard's out on the field thinking about his family or his contract situation or any of that, but everything leading up to it, you know, the mental drain on you going through something like, I mean, I can't imagine, I haven't had those kind of issues from what I read about that Howard had. So I think it's important to maybe sit back and say, hey, you know, this guy had a lot on his plate. He had a lot going through his head. It was tough for him physically. I think it was very tough for him mentally. And I'm kind of more like, let's see, maybe it was something that really had to affect him mentally, going out and playing, the preparation and everything. So I'm kind of like more on the side of giving him the benefit of the doubt and thinking he can bounce back and put up better numbers than he did last year. And so if he's with the Phillies, I think he can help. But I think at the same time, it's a situation where you're still trying to get younger guys in there that maybe he'll rest a little more. Maybe he won't play quite as much. But I still think having the other issues behind him, I think he can turn things around. I don't think he's going to get back to what he was doing in 07, 08, 09 in there. But I certainly think that he can get back to being a much more productive hitter.
Well, Larry Anderson, thanks very much for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras. Really appreciate your time and insight. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.